all right, if a little boy's done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the little boy might say, now don't go to your mother and...
Tell her.
Okay, but what's that process?
Paddle.
Like? Yeah, all right. How about adults? Using the same, you know, the same situation, but it happens between adults. What would be a term used for that?
I think normally among adults it would be just don't tell, but snitch, I think, is a common usage.
Okay, if you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you might go to the garden and do what?
Pick flowers.
Okay.
Cut flowers.
Right. And something a child might play with?
A toy.
Okay, anything that you might have called it differently when you were a child? Or your parents might have called it?
No, I don't think so.
Play pretty or...
Play something.
If something happened that you expected, predicted, or were afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while going and doing something dangerous that you'd already warned him about, you might say,
I told you so.
Or
I warned you.
Okay. But
generally, I told you so.
Okay. If someone says, if I come over and I say I'm going to hand this to you.
Give.
All right. And yesterday I
gave.
And I had
given.
Okay. And how about when you're sitting waiting for something to what's the word there?
Happen.
Let's say you get to a meeting and it's starts at 11. You're there about 15 minutes before, and so you're
right. Starts.
All right. And another word for start.
Begin.
Okay. And yesterday it
began.
And it had
begun.
All right. But you're out of breath. I was a person who you don't walk, you
run.
Right. Okay. And yesterday you
ran
and had
run.
Okay. And you might say y'all. What's the other word? It goes when you're talking about somebody, telling them you want them to return. You say y'all.
Come back.
Okay. And in terms of come now, yesterday
came back
and had
come back.
Okay. And the thing that you do with your eyes.
See.
And yesterday you
saw
and had
seen.
Okay. You don't get you can't if someone says you can't get there, the highway department's got their machines in there, the road's all
torn up.
Okay. And you give somebody a bracelet and you're anxious to see it on, and you say, why don't you
put it on?
Okay. And just the opposite,
take it off.
Okay. If you're sitting with a friend and you say and you're not saying anything, and all of a sudden he asks you what you said, you know, you're not really saying anything, you're sitting there mumbling or something.
How's that?
Yeah. And he says,
what'd you say?
And you didn't really say anything, you didn't want anything to tell us while you're sitting there mumbling. You know? And he says, what'd you say? You say, oh, I said
nothing.
Okay. And then the opposite of that?
Something.
Right. Some older people would say, I've never heard of blank things.
Such things.
Okay. And if you've lived, like here, you live in this town all your life, you'd say, I have
lived here all my life.
Right, you say, I've blank lived here.
Always.
Okay. And you say, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Okay. And it wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
Okay. You might say, I don't know, you better
ask.
Okay. And how about yesterday I
asked
and had
asked.
Okay. I can't say the past tense of that and say it the way I want to.
Ask and ask.
Ask.
I think most people slur it into an asked.
Yeah, I think it is too. I just can't say that myself.
When you say ask, you say ask, but I think you put a T in there when you say, when you use the past. I'm sure I do.
I sit there and I say asked.
Asked.
Asked. And sometimes it comes out asked.
Yeah.